I really enjoyed our the first bloggers meeting that that I attended, and so I got an email with this one and figured, well, I'm trying to start a business, so it would be a good to get on. So
absolutely. However, this month is all about blogging. So in the bloggers one, we do nothing but talk about blogging. And in Build a Better Business, we go through a series. And this happens to be the month about blogging. But I'll just give you an overview. And for those that are listening later to the replays, on the Build a Better Business, it's a whole series of how to start a business from scratch and take it to a full-time gig. So the first thing that we do is, and you kind of already have yours, David, but the first thing that we do is we talk about our VPS, our value proposition statement. We talk about what is it that you're bringing to the masses? What is your overarching message? And then we help you, we take a whole month, and usually that's in January, and we take a whole month that where we have the free meetup, which is always on a Friday morning at 10, like this morning. And again, I have to go back and look at my calendar just to make sure I quote it correctly for those listening in. It's the second Friday of every month at 10 a.m. We do the Build a Better Business free meetup. And so we just talk about why a VPS is important. But then we have our mastermind, Build a Better Business, where we actually help folks get down into the nitty gritty and craft their VPS, their value proposition statement. You may also have heard it called your 30-second commercial, your elevator speech. It's all of those things when you're out networking and somebody goes, "What is it that you do?" And you don't want to, you know, follow them around and bore them with this big lengthy presentation, but you have to really kind of craft that so it says what you want it to say. So for example, my VPS, my value proposition statement, would be something like, I'm Kathy Benner. I'm a passive income coach, and I help you create income without having to punch a time clock. I make your job optional. And it's just that short and sweet, but see, it kind of encompasses everything that I do. And so folks right away are like, "Oh, tell me more." Cause that's what you want your VPS to do, is to get them to say, "Tell me more." We've got some other folks coming in now, so I'm going to get everyone to come over and so that we can talk to everybody. I'll wait just a second. We were just doing an overview of Build a Better Business. So come on over. I see we have Shanti with us, and I don't know how to say your name. Kwesi? Did I say that correct? Yes?
Close. Kwesi means born on Sunday.
Kwesi, born on Sunday. Okay,
Kwesi. Oh, I love that.
Yes, welcome. Welcome, welcome. And Shanti, I see that you are with us today. So welcome, welcome. Hi, how are you? Yeah, she's got some sunshine going on behind her there. It's great. Yes. So we were just giving the overview of Build a Better Business. We were just talking about the value proposition statement, your VPS. But then in February, we start talking about your story. Your story is going to be the cornerstone of your business. Your story is, I like to use the Disney framework, like once upon a time, but then and now. So once upon a time, you always hear about I was the starving artist, but then I discovered how to create this amazing art that I'm now selling billions of dollars around the world. And now I want to help you do the same thing. And so it's that whole segue of where you came from and then tie it in with what it is that you're marketing, you know, but then I discovered this was the answer. And then whatever it is that your business is, that's what changed your life. And now you want to help folks do the same thing. And for me, I was a single mom. And again, I'm just going to give you some examples. I was a single mom working two minimum wage jobs. And then I discovered how to create passive income. And now I am teaching other folks how to also create passive income to make punching a time clock optional. So anyway, your story, that's all in February. We get, and again, the mastermind, we meet a couple of times a month for the mastermind, but just once a month for the free meetup. And the free meetup again is the second Friday of every month at 10. And so from the storytelling from there, you know, once you know what your VPS is, you know, what message you're bringing to the world, and you've tied it into your story, which makes it very personal and very authentic. Because again, we all love those reality TV shows. The statistics show that those are very, very popular. And we all love the underdog that has a success story. And so what you're doing is you're creating your own story. And so now that you have your message to the world and you have your story as your cornerstone, now you're ready to start serving, because serving is your selling. Serving is your selling. Your storytelling is your marketing, and your serving is your selling. I want to go back on story for just a moment, being your marketing. Let's say that a gal walks in and she's selling a weight loss drug. Now, you guys might not connect with this as well as most women that I know have at one time or another tried to lose a couple of pounds. And so if somebody walks in and they're like, you need to buy this, you know, we're kind of like, yeah, okay, whatever. But if she walks in and she was like, oh my gosh, I weighed 250 pounds and now I'm 130, and you know her, and she's like, and this stuff isn't, well, she doesn't have to sell it. She's just telling her story. We're like, what are you doing and where do I get some? You know, she's just telling her story. She doesn't have to try to sell the product, because her story is her marketing. And so your story is also going to be your marketing. And then your serving is going to be your selling. So now you're ready to serve. So now when you're serving, what that does, because if you're just getting started in a business, you don't have an audience yet. So you need to find someone else that is doing something similar to what you're doing that you can endorse. And then you just show up and tell your story. Remember, because your story is your marketing. And so now you're just telling your story, and all of a sudden you're kind of serving their audience. And now you've borrowed their audience for your message. And I'll give you a perfect example. When we join all of these different Facebook groups, when you're joining a group, they put in the rules. They don't want you marketing, putting in links and selling stuff to their group, because it's their group. But you can go in and serve their group. You can then set up your Facebook profile to show everything that you're doing. But then when you go into that other group and somebody goes, let's use short-term rentals as an example. Somebody might say, I don't know where to advertise my short-term rental. Okay, well, I have a course on how to create and advertise your short-term rental. And I could go in there and go, oh, connect with me. Here's my link. You know, I could sell something. I could say, here's my course. Take this and I'll teach you how to do that. Well, I'm going to get booted out of the group because it's not my group. But if I go in there and say, and I always kind of word it very low-key, I'll go in there and say something like, well, I don't know about you, but as for me, I've discovered that I get great success when I list my short-term rentals on Airbnb, for example. And then somebody might go, oh, well, how do you do that? And then I can say, oh, well, I could show you if you're interested, but there's a lot of YouTube videos on how to get signed up on Airbnb, and Airbnb has great tutorials as well. And so I'm just serving. See, I'm just providing information. But what's going to happen is at some point, those folks are going to click on my profile and then they're going to go, wait a minute, she has a whole course on doing this. I'm just going to go check out her course, you know? And so what you're doing is you're just serving that other group. You're not selling anything. You're never twisting anybody's arm. You're not saying, oh, I have a course on that, you know, because again, the person whose group that you're in may very well have a course. And just remember this, whenever you're out there marketing, the tide rises all the ships. Don't ever try to steal somebody else's client. If you're in a group and they are doing literally the same thing you're doing, and I'm going to give you another example here in a moment, but if they're literally doing the same thing that you're doing, where they also have a course and they're trying to build a tribe, build them up. Let's say Susie is the owner of that group. Say, you might even in your comment, you might say, well, as for me, you know, here's how I like to advertise my short-term rental. But did you know Susie has a course on that? You could actually connect with Susie. So see, now you're promoting Susie. Now, do you think Susie might tap in and see who you are? Now that you're promoting her, you think she might just kind of tap on your profile and go, wait a minute, this girl is doing the same thing I'm doing, but she's promoting me. So you know what's going to happen is that karma goes around, comes around. She'll now promote you. I'll give you a perfect example. I started attending, and real estate is one of my lanes, on how to create passive income. And so I attended a actual meetup local to where I live back in Columbus, Ohio. And I just attended a few times. Well, this other couple, they do the exact same thing I do. And I have a group called the Happy House Hunters. They have one called Profit for Real Estate. And I just started attending their Profit for Real Estate. And all of a sudden, they have to be out of town. And guess what? They ask me to be the speaker and to take over their group for the month because they're going to be out of town. And because I've proven myself and I've shown up several months in a row, well, I think I've been attending now for almost a year. I'm not in there trying to take their clients. As a matter of fact, when anybody says, I need to learn how to be a better landlord, I go, oh, well, you know, Kurt and Elizabeth has a course on that. And they're like, oh, really? And so, see, I'm promoting them when I'm in their group. And I've actually invited them to be a speaker for my group. And then I even told them they could promote their products and they were shocked. They're like, we could speak in one of your meetups and promote our stuff. And I said, absolutely, because the tide rises all the ships. You cannot outgive, because whatever you give is going to come back to you tenfold. So just serve, go out there and serve. And another question that I get all the time is folks say, well, if I'm creating these courses and I'm doing all of this work, I don't want to give away my bread and butter. I don't want to give away all of my secrets. I don't want to tell the secret sauce, you know, because that's how I make my money. Well, here's what I can tell you. If you tied up your entire business in a package and tied a bow around it and put it in a box and gave it away to millions of people, a very, very small percentage would actually do something with it. A very, very small. Most folks would go, oh, that's nice, and put it on the shelf and probably never even open it. And if they do open it and look at it, they go, oh, that's too hard. I don't want to do all that. Because you've done all the hard work. So don't be afraid of giving away the secret, because very, very few people are actually going to do anything with it. And again, just remember that the tide rises all the ships. So serve, serve, serve. And that is your selling. And you will be shocked. Once you change that mindset and start serving, you're going to be shocked at the amount of business that comes your way. Trust me. It will definitely flow your direction once you start serving. So anyway, that's in March. And then, so now we've got our VPS. We know what our message is to the world. We have our story as our cornerstone. We're now ready to serve with our story, but now what products are we going to serve with? What is it that we're selling? What is it that we're monetizing? And so once you start monetizing, you have to, number one, have a website. Now, again, you have to decide what it is that you want your first level offer to be, your second level, your third. I call it like a baseball game. I call it your first base, second base, third base, and home run. And always think about, where is most of my money going to come from? What is the product where I'm going to make the most? And that's going to be your home run. Okay. The most is going to be your home run. And we're gonna start, like Stephen Covey says, we're gonna start with the end in mind. So when you start with the end in mind, your biggest ticket, it's the one that makes you go out and celebrate and have dinner and a glass of wine or champagne and say, I'm celebrating because I sold the big one. That's your home run. Now you're gonna back up one base to three. You're gonna go backwards because we're gonna start with the end in mind. We have to figure out what our big ticket is first, and then we're gonna go backwards. Base three is going to be your bread and butter. What is it that people just spend buy over and over and over and over and over again? Something that they have to repeat, that they have to buy over and over again. That's what you're going to base your budget on. That's going to be the income that comes in all the time. When I was in the salon industry, and again, for the guys, it may not resonate so much. Hopefully Shanti will know what I'm talking about. I was a nail tech and I did acrylic nails. Well, you know, you've seen the girls with all the big fancy nails on. Well, the girls have to come every 2 to 3 weeks and get a balance because their nail underneath keeps growing out. So that nail is going to fall off if they don't get a balance. Well, that was my bread and butter. So because those girls had to come back. They had to come back every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks. And I had customers the entire time I was in business for 25 years that would sit in my chair every 2 or 3 weeks, the entire 25 years. That is the repeat business. So find something that folks have to keep coming back for. And if you're going to do something online and you want to do something where you can, again, I'm all about passive income. So if you're creating something online where you can work from anywhere in the world, I strongly encourage you to think about some kind of a membership site. Think about some sort of a membership site. What is it that somebody can buy month after month or year after year that becomes your bread and butter, becomes your main source of income that you can budget on, that now you can go ahead and get the mortgage and the car loan because you know you've got this base income that's going to be coming in over time. Now, for those of you that are thinking, oh gosh, how do I create a membership site? Go out there and just search on just membership sites and see what it is that you might like to do that might kind of fit with your products, with what it is that you want to do. Okay. Think about when you go to Planet Fitness and, you know, you're paying $10 a month and you're thinking, how in the world are they managing all of these stores on $10 a month? They're doing it in volume. You know, think of the number of people that are paying $10 a month. And so think about something that you can do that comes with a membership site. So anyhow, that's kind of my spiel on your offers. So once we start down that path in April and May and June and July, we're talking all about offers. There's Sherry. Hi, Sherry. Sherry is my co-host. So I am making her a co-host right now. There you go, Sherry. You're now my co-host. That's in case I get bumped off the call. Sherry can let me back in the room. So anyway, we spend several months and we start crafting what is your free offer to get folks to kind of like the Jimmy Dean sausage. You know, you go to Costco or Sam's Club or whatever, and the gal is giving away a little sample for you to taste, and you walk out with three boxes. And it's one of those things where folks kind of want to get to test you out, you know, before they spend a lot of money with you. So, you know, offer to give something away, some sort of a free offer. And then from there, what is your first level offer, your second? And again, your third is going to be your bread and butter. And then your fourth, your home run, is going to be your big offer that makes you want to go out and celebrate. And so start thinking and start crafting how you want to do all of your offers. And then from there, we're like, okay, now that we have our VPS, now that we have our story as our cornerstone, now we're ready to go out and start serving because we've put these offers together. Now, how are we going to get people to want to tap into our offers? So that's where you start marketing across social media. And for those of you that are not using the blog as one of your main offers, which I think Shanti is, she's going to use her blog is going to be one of her offers. But if you're not using a blog as one of your main offers, a blog is a great way to point folks back to your offers. Okay. So I'll say that again. If you're not using a blog as one of your main offers to monetize your business, then you want to talk about your business in your blog and point folks back to your website, your offer page, your landing page, however you want to set that up. David, did you have a question?
Yeah, and not to take too much of your time. So
No, go ahead.
I'm sure you've mentioned this in depth before, but could you just briefly describe the difference between like offer one and two?
Okay, well, my free offer is just a free strategy call, a 30-minute strategy call with me. As a matter of fact, I'm going to actually share my screen and show you because your website should also function kind of like a landing page. And so I'm going to show you kind of what that looks like. This is my website, and Sherry and I, we both have attended a couple of business gurus where we've put together, our version of what we've learned. And one in StoryBrand by Don Miller, he says, your story is your cornerstone. That's where we get a lot of that from. But a different Carrie Oberbrunner with Business Academy Elite, they talk about not having too many options. So I use this little hamburger up here in the corner for my menu, because that way when folks tap into my website, the only thing they see is my first level or free offer, schedule your free strategy session. Then here's my VPS. my value proposition statement, teaching you how to be healthy and how to create passive income, coaching you how to get there faster, design your path so that you can experience freestyle living. And again, my free offer, schedule your free strategy session. But here is a perfect example. When you go right around clockwise, here is my complimentary strategy. Then I have a free meetup. So here's my two freebies. Okay. That's my very first level. Then you could purchase a course if you want it. See, so it just, now there's a price, or you could join one of the masterminds and be a part of the membership community. So you see, here's first base, second base, here's third base right here. And then here's what makes me go celebrate. I have a couple, my one-on-one coaching. If somebody buys a whole coaching package from me, that's my big ticket item, or if they go on one of our freestyle living trips. And so once they do one or many of these, they become part of the Freestyle Living Tribe, and it's Design Your Path to Freestyle Living. And it's freestyle living is whatever it means to the consumer. You know, freestyle living to one person might mean just being on the beach all day. Somebody else, it might mean, you know, buying their own airplane. So it means something different to every person. But this is how you go around the bases. See, here's first base, second base, third base, home run. Okay. Yeah, does that make sense?
That's a great breakdown. Yep. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And so then I take from this graphic, if you go right down my website, see, now it's got free meetups, courses, masterminds. You see how I'm making it very simple for the reader to see what direction they're going to go. And then there's 8 online programs. So now they can say, oh, okay, fit as a fiddle, everything, health and wellness, the 6 F's of real estate, happy house hunters. See, now they can come down and look at all the different lanes, the ins and outs of a B&B. Here is the build a better business. This is where we are today. We're in the free meetup today. There is a course, there is a mastermind. And so you can see then here's where it's free. Then there's a ticket here and then a ticket price here. But after every section, they can just schedule their free strategy session. See, so they don't have to scroll around. If they go, I need to talk to her, I kind of like this, I don't know where to go, they have that option to schedule that free strategy at any time. So you see how this is laid out. And again, I created this to function kind of like a landing page. See, now it goes right into my one-on-one coaching. And then after that, it goes right into the trips. So you see how it just follows that same graphic, but it gives a little more information, okay? And then from there, that's all of the offers. Now I have to advertise those offers. How do I get people to come back to the offers? So the first thing is I want them to know a little bit more about me, because folks, you know, again, the Jimmy Dean sausage, they need to know more about who I am before they're going to spend any money with me. And from there, they can read an ebook. See, it's all about them getting to know me, hearing my voice. From there, they can actually purchase a book that I just published back in September. And Sherry's a published author and is getting ready to publish again. From there, see, here's where I'm giving back. They can actually check out our speakers cabinet. But here is my calendar of events. And right here's where we are, build a better business today. See, and all of the different events are right here on the calendar. Nice and easy, simple, make it easy so your customers don't have to hunt. Then I'm going to talk about a podcast. A podcast talks about everything I'm doing so that they get to hear my voice and learn more about me. And after they pass the podcast, it goes right into my blog. And do you want to read some blogs to help you get started? And then again, it talks about why I'm blogging. And then from there, it talks about how I'm giving back around the world. And then into my testimonials from a lot of my students and my clients. And then at the very, very bottom, it's going to talk about my certifications. So if somebody is really interested, they can come down here and see what all of my certifications are. And then, of course, at the bottom, I've got my privacy notice and my terms and conditions. So that just gives you an idea of how all of the offers fit together. David, is that helpful?
Yes, very. Thank you.
Okay. So anyway, we talked about, you know, pointing back. So I'm doing the podcast. I'm doing the blogging. I'm posting across social media. And then I'm also doing some speaking. And when I do speaking, I point back to the same thing. So that's the whole point, is that once you design what it is that you're selling, and you've got everything in order, your story is in order, your marketing, your selling, your serving, you've got your all of your offers ready to go, you've got it all on a landing page, website, however you want to advertise all of that. Now, how are you going to get the word out? How are you going to start doing your marketing? And that's where you're going to start blogging and podcasting and speaking and writing. And everything that you do now is you're going to point back to your website or to your products, whatever platform. I'll call it your website. It could be a landing page. It could be a school. It could be like Teachable or Thinkific if you're doing a school of some sort. It's wherever you want to point folks back to is where you want to include those links in your podcast and blogs and speaking gigs. Okay. Is that helpful? Sherry, anything you want to jump in and say? I'm going to share my screen in a moment and we're going to talk about why blogging is so important to your business. So Sherry, any comments?
I have a different setup, David, than what Kathy has with my business. I currently have two websites. My main website is my name. So that is one thing that is something to think about. Is the easiest way to find you is if your website is under your name, but then I have these different products that I am talking about, and I have a secondary, sorry, my cat wants to hang out with me today. I have a secondary website where I am narrowing down. So if anybody is finding me elsewhere, I have a podcast. So my second website is the podcast name. And in there, it is really direction. That particular part of my marketing is really just geared to what's going on there. And then the broader picture is everything that I'm doing on my website that has my name. So I have two distinct websites that are merging into one. The website with the podcast is taking people to a paid community where they can get more. So I don't know if you've heard about podcasts and different things that you can do to get more from just out of the podcast. So that's kind of where I'm going with that community, is they can get further training within there. So Kathy has it set up that it's right there on her front page. With me, I have set it up that you got to go to the community to find out more.
So again, you can design your business how whatever works for your products, for what it is that you're selling. Sherry is a lot more technical. She's talking because her business is all about dysgraphia. So she's talking to parents and teachers, and I'm just talking to the public at large. So it really depends on who your audience is and how specific you want to get your products. So again, you can build it a lot of different ways. And we talk about all those different ways in the mastermind. But I just wanted everybody to have a great overview today of how it looks. Now, one of the things about blogging, and I'm going to go back to our topic for today.
Before Kathy moves on, David, did you have another question?
Oh, yes. Yeah, sorry.
Thank you for the it's neat to see how different people do it. And just to, so that I understand, is it three, you have three pages total or just two?
Sherry, you're on Sherry. Mute. You're on mute, Sherry.
Talking to me.
Yes, Sherry. So I mentioned you have two.
Yeah, I have two websites. Within those websites, there's multiple pages.
Okay.
So I have two websites that have home pages, and then from there it disseminates into other things. So I am doing a lot of reworking right now, so I'm not willing to share.
Neat. Yeah. No, that's great. Thank you.
Well, and I can share mine a little bit just to give you a little bit of insight. Again, this is my actual website. I just scrolled down, so I'm just scrolling back to the top again. When you come up to my menu where you see everything there on my homepage, but when you click on the little hamburger here for the menu, these are the tribe trips, me as a speaker, my pricing, it's got everything listed here. See the calendar of events, the podcast, the blog. See, I've got frequently asked questions. Then I've got my contact, media kit, guest requests. So I have all of these pages in this particular website. Then when you click on the blog, the Freestyle Living, because my website did not have a good blog plugin, I went outside because my website, believe it or not, is built on Vistaprint. And we've all heard of Vistaprint because when I was in the salon business, I used Vistaprint for my salon website. And so, you know, not knowing any different when I first got into doing this business, I decided to just stick with Vistaprint because I felt like I knew it the best. And so, you know, took the path of least resistance and discovered down the road that it did not have a good blogging plugin. So what I did is I went over to, and I think this is it, I went over to HostGator and created my blog. So now my blog has three pages, but this URL up here, the freestyleliving.net, is buried under this page of my Vistaprint. So when I click on this blog, Freestyle Living, it automatically takes you here. Folks think they're going to another page in my website, but it's actually taking them clear out of my website into another website. So like Sherry, I have two websites. My blog website is totally separate. And then also, when you come back to my homepage, when you click on any of the courses that I have here, when you click on the learn more on any of these, it takes you over to Teachable. So I'm actually working on three platforms. My basic website is on Vistaprint. My blog is on HostGator, and all my courses are on Teachable. And all I did is under this button is I just buried the link to that Teachable icon over on Teachable. Now, what I did, if anybody lands on my Teachable, and I didn't have that one pulled up, so I'll do that. If anybody lands actually on my Teachable, which is Kathy Benner International Academy, if anybody lands here instead, it looks just like my website. I did this one, see how it matches? See, all of my graphics are the same. I did that so it matched. But this is actually Teachable. So if you click on my website, it brings you right here. And so a lot of folks don't even realize that they've left my website. They just think that that's all a part of my product base. And what's happened is it just grew over time. And I just went out and found a solution for the problem I was having at the time. So I created my courses and everything on Teachable. And then when I wanted to advertise, see, when it comes here, and see, here again is my VPS. And so then when they come here, it doesn't give me an option where they can do the strategy call with me. They can't do the tribe trips with me. This is just the courses. And so that's why I wanted to keep my website, because it's more of a marketing tool. This is more of my landing page, if you will. So whenever anyone says, how can I connect with you? I just give them my name. Go to kathybenner.com. And so that way they can get to everything from this page. So this is kind of the landing page where I want everyone to land. And then they can go out to the blog. They can go out to the school. They can go out to all the other information from here. Does that help a little bit, David?
It does. Yes. Thank you.
Okay. So we're talking about blogging, and there's 10 reasons why blogging is important for business owners. And so I'm not going to just read the article. So I am just going to give you some of the high points here. Recent statistics have shown that businesses that blog regularly generate 55% more site visits. And they also get 97% more links to their websites, and their pages get indexed a massive 434% more often. Now, here's what I want to say. How many times have you gone, and I'll use the term Google, how many times have you Googled a topic, searched for a topic, whatever search engine you're using, and a whole page of articles come up, and you scan down through those and click on a few of them and go, oh, here's what I'm looking for. All of those are simply blog entries, article entries. They're either magazine articles, you know, online magazine articles, or blog entries. And so that's where we get most of our information. Well, you can be in that mix. See, your blog can be there when somebody searches for a topic. So, and get this, over 400 million people read online blogs each month, because that's what, when they search, that's what's coming up. That's what we're all reading when we search for something. I mean, if it takes us to YouTube, we very clearly realize it's a YouTube video. But if it's an article that we're reading, oftentimes it's a blog post out of a magazine or out of a business. It's a blog post that someone has written. So bring traffic to your website. Every business wants more traffic. And there's three main ways that you get traffic: search engines, social media, and blogging. That's why blogging is so important. And all of these things are interconnected. So every time you write a blog post, you're creating more fresh content for your website. Even though I'm using HostGator for my blog and my website is on Vista, every time somebody clicks on my blog, at the end of my blog article is a link back to my website. And it's the link back to my courses and the masterminds and all of those offers, see, that I've created. The blog links back to all of those offers. And then, of course, I have some affiliate links. And so the blog also links back to my affiliate links. Okay. So blog posts are great for your SEO. We all know that blogging is great for content, but how does that help with your search engine optimization? Well, the way it helps is every time you put out new content, it brings you up higher in the search engines. And so every time you post a blog and put it out across social media, on your website, wherever you're posting it, it's actually going to bring you up in higher level in the searches. Okay. So when you create a regular blog post, it's feeding the search engine with context to index. And so you're smart, you'll insert helpful SEO indexing terms into your blog post. I recommend that you always do a ton of tags. Now, are we all familiar with hashtags in social media? We all know what a hashtag is. Sherry, did you comment or, okay. So when you do a hashtag in social media, somebody can search by that hashtag, and anybody else that's tagged that, it's all of those social media posts are going to come up under that hashtag. Well, it's the same thing when you're blogging. Put tags in your blog, because whenever somebody searches, that's a key word. When somebody searches that phrase or that word, your blog post is going to come up because you've tagged it. Okay. And here's, I want to show you back. I'll go back to my blog. Here are all my tags. Look at all these tags. Which is why, again, Vistaprint did not have a good blogging plugin. That's why I went with HostGator, because HostGator has this blogging platform where you can automatically put these tags in. So if somebody says, I want to search for the Caraway Guest House, everything that has Caraway Guest House will come up, including my blog post about the Caraway Guest House. This is my house back in Columbus, Ohio, by the way. That is my actual living room of my guest house. It's a 1920s Gatsby themed guest house called the Caraway Guest House, named after Nick Caraway of the Great Gatsby. And so I did a whole little blog post. And it's
beautiful.
Thank you, Sherry. Sherry's been there a few times. And anyway, I did a little article about Canal Winchester and how it was founded and the year it was founded and all of that. So the point is, if somebody tags or if somebody searches for Caraway Guest House, this is one of the things that's going to come up along with my Caraway Guest House website. It's going to come up, you know, anything where I've mentioned Caraway Guest House is going to come up. So that's how tags work. So you definitely want to tag your post. And so you want to have a good blogging platform where you have the ability to tag your post. And let's say that somebody wants, they tag money. They go, oh, okay, money. I need to make some money. So all of a sudden, here's retirement planning. See, that comes because that I tagged money in that article. See, and so you can tag all kinds of things. I was looking to see if there was another one that might have more than one rental property. Let's see how many articles I did on rental prop, because this is all of my different lanes. And here is rental property one-on-one. Is this right for you? So it's an article. So somebody says, gee, I need to search rental property. This article will come up. So when you're searching in whatever search engine you're using, when you search, that is how your blog post will come up, is by your tags. So one of the things I like to do is I like to go over to Google Trends and see what phrases and what words are trending so that I know what words to put in my tags. See, what is it that people are actually asking? And my example that I use all the time, and Sherry has heard this before, I was writing a lot of articles about passive income. And when I went to Google Trends, I put in passive income, and then I put in work from home. I put in, I need more money. I put in all these different phrases, and working from home was trending head and shoulders above everything else. So I went back to all of my blogs, and where it said passive income, I added, or working from home. I added that phrase in all of my blog posts so that when somebody Googled working from home, my blog post would come up. Does that make sense? So anyway, that's what we're talking about with your search engine optimization. Now, describe your business in detail. One of the great things about blogging is that you can write as much or as little as you like. Your blog post, your rules. And with that freedom comes the opportunity to spend some real time describing your products and services in detail. You can't really do that on your website into that depth because it's way too much information, but you can describe it in detail on a blog post, okay? So it offers you the chance to write profiles of your staff, detailed descriptions of your services, stories behind how your products came about. Put in your story. Always write in your story. It also demonstrates your authority. Okay. So what's better than new content is good content. So recent statistics have also shown that blogs are the fifth most trusted source for content online. I don't know about you, but anytime I want to learn something about any type of a topic, I Google it and I start reading articles. I start reading the blog post. So your blog posts aren't just interesting, but they're genuinely useful, okay? It also helps you to develop your voice. So you can decide what gets more clicks because your blogging site, like my HostGator, I can go what's called the back of the house and it'll tell me which articles got more clicks. It'll tell me how many people read. It'll tell me even where they're from, what country they're from, what part of the United States they're from. It'll tell me all of that about my blog. And so that way I can then start tailoring my products and my conversation, direct it more to my audience. And that's one of the things we talk about in Build a Better Business, is to enter the conversation in your client's mind instead of making them enter the conversation in yours. You want to answer their real questions. Okay. So developing your voice is a very important part of your brand. Writing an engaging, casual, yet authoritative style is easier said than done, and it does require some practice. So once you see which articles are getting the most mileage, you can then cater to that. Customer insight. Now we're engaging with our readers, and how does that help us? Apart from keeping them interested and therefore keeping them on your website, you can also start to have a conversation with them. You can start writing about the things that they're questioning, that they're interested in. It offers all of those analytics. So keep the conversation going. From there, you're getting to know who your readers are, which is awesome in itself. But then you can start having conversations because most blog posts have a spot where folks can comment, and you can then start commenting back. You can start having a two-way conversation. And what does that mean? It means you're building a relationship with those folks. And once you build a relationship with those folks, then they'll be more willing to give you their money, to buy your products and services. There's opportunities for sharing. When you read something inspiring or informative or just fun, the first thing we do is we share it. How many times have you clicked, even in your Facebook, you've clicked on something that looks interesting and it takes you to a blog somewhere. And somebody has shared that blog on their Facebook page or in their Facebook group, and they've shared it and now you're clicking on it. And so if you write something that's inspiring and informative, folks will share it as well. So they're great for sharing. And you can link to other relevant content. So one of the joys of blogging is having complete control over the content, and you can link to whatever you like. And so again, when you go back to my blog post and when you click on a blog, and this one was a very early one, so I may have not put links in early on. I was just learning how to blog. Let's see if I did any links on this one. Yep, I did. right there, learn more. And we're talking all about rentals. And so there's my link, and it links right back to my school. So you can link back, and you can link all the way through your blog post. You don't have to wait till the end. You can highlight any of these sentences and link back to your business. And blogging, it's fun and it's free. So there's many aspects of running your business, and there's nothing preventing you from having fun doing blogging. So that's why blogging is important. So there's the 10 reasons. So that's pretty convincing. So now it's time for you to start a blog. So anyway, comments, questions, anyone? Yes, Shanti.
Yes, Kathy. So the article that you just read to us, is that your article?
That, yes. And that is in my, that is in the school. That is in the course.
In the course for this meetup?
Uh-huh, the course. Well, now again, when you go to my website, you've got the free meetup, the course, and the mastermind. And I'll scroll down to the build, or to the, yeah, to the builder of their business. We're in the free meetup, which is just the replays of what we're doing here today. This is the course. So if you join the mastermind, which you are in, Shanti, you automatically get the course, because this mastermind comes with the course. You can buy the course by itself, but the mastermind comes with the course. So you already have the course in, when you sign into Teachable, you will see the mastermind, which is the replays of our calls, the mastermind calls. And at the bottom of that mastermind is a link to the course, because you got it for free.
Okay.
It was included in there.
I do have a quick question as far as with replays. So I looked for the replays for the Build a Better Business for September, but I couldn't find it. Am I missing something?
Did you look in the, are you looking for the free replays for the free meetup or for the mastermind replays?
For the free meetups.
Yeah, the free meetups is, you have to, when you go into Teachable, you have to click on the free meetup icon.
Okay.
It's a separate icon.
Okay. So I didn't see the one for September, and then I went to your YouTube and I didn't see that one. On YouTube.
Here we go. This is what it looks like in the Teachable. And so you would click on the one that says free.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all of the free meetups. And when you come down, yeah, there's the 2022. Yeah, it doesn't show the September one, does it? It shows the August one. See, then it goes to 2021. Well, I will need to check that. Thank you for bringing that to my attention. It shows August 12, but it doesn't show the September one in there.
Okay.
So I will double check that and make sure that it is uploaded.
Okay.
I'm going to go to the back of the house. You guys get to see how the soup is made here. This is the back of the house. I'm going to the courses. And I am going to go down to the free meetup. And to my curriculum. I know several steps when you're building a school. Yep, not there. All right, good to know. So September, the free meetup for September. All right, I will go back and make sure that that gets included. Okay, thank you for that. And, but then when you tap into your actual mastermind, the course is included at the bottom and you can tap into the course. Yes, David.
Yeah. I had a quick question on just if you had any thoughts as to how many, what would be your ideal if you're just starting a business, you're really wanting to get yourself out there. What ideally are you shooting for per year on blog posts or per week or per month?
Gosh, it just really depends on your schedule, because I'm doing 8 mastermind calls a month. I didn't want to overload myself with also trying to write. So we've talked a lot in our mastermind, just in this Build a Better Business mastermind, our last mastermind, we talked about repurposing our content. And so you could write, for me, I could write an actual module for the school, And then I could take that module and turn that into a blog. See, I could repurpose that module into a blog. Then I could take that blog and turn that into a podcast. See, and so it depends on how much time you have and what it is that you're developing. But always think about repurposing so that it saves you time.
Yeah.
And okay. What we talked about in our last mastermind is we talked about ways to repurpose that you could. And Sherry's written a book, so she's taken her book. And she's taken a lot of her content and turned her book into a course. And then she's turned her course into a podcast, a blog. It can be a magazine article. It can be a newsletter. It's all those things that she can do with something she's already written. Is that helpful?
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah. But for me, I like to blog at least once a week early on because I want to have some volume in that blog. I don't want folks to think I'm a one hit wonder. You know, they go to my blog post and there's like two entries.
Right.
So I wanted to post, you know, every week for a while up front because I wanted to get 10, 20, 30, you know, entries in there. And then I did slow down and I started posting twice a month. I started posting every other week. Okay. Sherry wants to know, David, what is your background?
So I have a background in recruiting, and that's kind of what I'm hoping, well, not recruiting per se, but I'm hoping to help or to start a resume and cover letter writing service with some interview prep. That will probably be like my big money hitter if I'm thinking about it correctly, but we'll see. I'm really early on in the stages, as I was telling Kathy earlier this morning. So really, I'm just brainstorming. I'm taking as many notes as I can. And I'm in the aviation industry. I'm a pilot out of Illinois, just south of Chicago. And so I have a lot of free time on my trips when I'm on the road. So, you know, I've always wanted to kind of start my own business. And I've seen the need in the industry, especially nowadays. There's a lot of pilots that just don't know where to start when it comes to that sort of just pursuing jobs and writing a resume and all those things. So I, you know, just through talking to some friends, thought maybe this could be a good idea.
I love it. Okay, I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it incorrectly. Kwesi? Correct me. Give us a little bit about what it is that you're trying to do or that you want to do for a business. Okay. And again, this is a Friday morning. And so he may be in a situation where he might be at work. Shanti, how about you? Tell us what it is that you're wanting to do.
So I'm going to do affiliate marketing in my blogs, which will specifically talk about self-care, more on the mental health end and emotional side. So I'm going to do a lot of blogging entries on that.
And very good. Yes, very good. And then you're going to actually monetize that with some affiliate links. And are you going to ultimately, you think, maybe have a course or have a membership site or have...
I can for sure see a membership site coming from that.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of like-minded individuals having a safe space to come and talk about things.
Yes. Sure. And you could do a mastermind, you could do a masterclass, you could do, you know, just monthly meetup on Zoom. That way you don't put walls around who needs to join. They don't have to be in your city. So you could do all kinds of things with that. Yeah, that could grow into something pretty big. Yes. Yes.
Shanti, you already have your first two subscribers. My wife and I, we... Yeah, there's a lot of history there with mental health, and it's such a big need. So thank you for that. Oh, yeah. I think that's awesome.
Okay. Yes, well, yes. Well, thank you so much.
Hang out with you.
Okay, back to, again, please correct me. Quasi?
Yeah, you got it. Perfect.
Quasi, yes. Okay. Means born on Sunday.
Yeah, I like to, that's how I like to introduce myself, you know, to people, gives people something to remember, you know, get over the whole awkwardness of the mispronunciation of the name, which is my middle name. It's the name I'm using as I transition into technology from previously banking customer service, which is why I'm kind of here. Going to be, you know, hopefully building websites for consumers. Got a lot of, you know, information to provide. And yeah, I was just, you know, observing what you have going on. So I thank you for having this. It's been very, very informative. I've enjoyed how you organize things. So,
well, thank you. We're glad that you're here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So I want to go around and first of all, I want to say this, this month was all about blogging and why it's important. And again, Shanti is going to actually use blogging as her, how she's going to monetize her business instead of just advertising her business. She's actually that her blog is actually going to be her business. But next month, we're going to talk all about podcasting and how you can point folks back to how you're monetizing through podcasting. And you can either have a podcast, you can create a podcast, or you can be a guest on others' podcasts. But you can see very clearly that you're going to want to have some of your business kind of nailed down by then, because you want to be able to communicate clearly what it is that you're offering, because that's what they're going to be asking you on a podcast. Is, you know, what is it that you're offering? What is your overarching message? How are you helping the world? And how can folks connect with you to do that? So, anyhow, Shanti says, my podcast is called The Writing. Oh, that's Sherry says, my podcast is called The Writing Glitch. Yes, I love that. That's a perfect name that goes with her topic of dysgraphia. So that is perfect. I love it. And mine is Freestyle Living with Kathy Benner is my podcast, Freestyle Living with Kathy Benner. Because again, that's my overarching message, is I want folks to have freestyle living, be able to work from anywhere in the world and create the income that they want without having to punch a time clock. And then in December, it's all about speaking. Same thing when you're getting ready to speak. Again, I'll hit the high points. If you have your story nailed down, you never have to worry about a speaking gig again. No matter who asks you to speak, you just tell your story. And you never have to be nervous. You never have to wonder what you're going to talk about. And again, you just need to know who your audience is so you can slant your story toward that audience. For example, you know, with me being a single mom, if I'm in a room full of single moms, I'm going to talk about the early days of me being a single mom and working minimum wage jobs. Then I, of course, was in cosmetology for 25 years. And so if I'm talking to a room full of cosmetologists, I'm going to dwell on that part of the story. Then I started real estate investing during that time. That's how I built my passive income. So if I'm talking to investors, I'm going to dwell on that part of the story. So you see where, again, it's all my story and it just depends on who my audience is. And if I'm talking to just the public at large, then I'm just going to give an overview of the whole story. So you see how you can tailor your story to whatever audience you're talking to. And so once you have your story, you never need to worry about being interviewed on a podcast. You never need to worry about having a speaking gig again. And so I even put myself out there and tell folks that are needing speakers. I always go, call on me if you have a no-show or if you have something come up at last minute and you need a speaker. I'm the person, because see, I don't have to prep. David, question.
Kathy, do you recommend having your name as your website, regardless of what it is you're trying to sell, or is it dependent on the industry? Or
now, let me answer that by saying this: you can have more than one domain name point back to the same website. Did you know that?
Okay, I did not. Okay.
Yes, you can have more than one domain point back to the same website.
Got
so
it.
To answer your question, I definitely recommend your name. I have met, and Sherry will attest to this, I have met so many wonderful people that I remember their name, but I can't remember the quirky little thing they called their business name, you know, because everybody wants to get real creative with that. And so I've wanted to refer someone and I'm like, I can't. So I Google their name and I can't find them. And it's frustrating. And I'm like, darn, if they just had their name in there somewhere so I could find their website, because I want to send some people over to them. And sometimes it takes me a minute to search. I have to go to their Facebook, look up their name, go to their profile, try to find the name of their business. Then I go back over and try to Google the business that, you know, so it's a separate process to try to refer somebody. So
very good point.
But you could use your name, and you could also then have a business name and have them both pointing. So no matter which way somebody Googles it, it goes to the same website.
Got it. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So anyway, when we get into November is podcasting, December is speaking, and then please, please, please tap in January, because that's when we start from the top. And the masterminds that meet twice a month, it goes right in line with the free meetup. So if we're talking about VPS on the free meetup, we're going to break it down in more detail and go more in depth in the two mastermind calls on how to create your VPS. Then when we talk about storytelling, the mastermind is also in the storytelling mode. So we follow the same formula all the way through. All of those calls are recorded. And again, thank you, Shanti, for showing me that September's not up there. That must have been one of those crazy days on a Friday that I recorded everything and just didn't get that last step done and get it uploaded into my Teachable. So I will go back and double check that. So anyway, please join us again. And we will be here on the free meetup the second Friday of every month at 10. Okay. Sherry said, sorry, I was late. You were doing what today?
I was grading an evaluation I did on a kid last week.
Oh, you were working. Okay.
I started working at 7 o'clock this morning, and I got the pile of papers from the kid down to like 10. Oh, so now I got to like get it and put it into computer. So sorry, I lost track of time.
Nope. I get it.
So any comments? I wanted to come back to Shanti a little bit here, because I think Shanti, you last month we were kind of brainstorming some things for you. Is that correct?
Yes. I think maybe was it last month or the month before? Yes.
Yeah. So I wanted to circle back around and let the I think Shanti was looking for that brainstorming that we did. So I wanted to touch, and that's why I wanted to ask David and Kwesi, did I say that right?
You did.
I wanted to circle back around, because sometimes being able to brainstorm some of the ideas that you have are really helpful. So as you're listening to Kathy, maybe it's not the first time you're here today, you're like getting all this information and it's already going off at 11 o'clock, but sometimes we can like pause the conversation a little bit, and when you ask a specific question, we can take a couple minutes and brainstorm through them. So keep that in mind, that if you have some questions that you want to brainstorm, we can do that here in these meetups.
Absolutely. And again, in the mastermind, that's all we do is brainstorm the questions that when we get to the masterminds. That's what the masterminds are all about. Is that everybody brings their ideas to the table. And so oftentimes it's something that I'm not even familiar with, but maybe Sherry is, or some other member. And Shanti, I think you've experienced that in the mastermind calls where we really brainstorm together. So remember that. So anyway, that is, I think we're going to come to a close today. We're already past 11 o'clock. If there was one big takeaway from today's meetup, what would be your biggest takeaway? David, what's your biggest takeaway for today?
Gosh, I think just really coming up with a good baseball game plan. I think, you know, there's a lot more than just one thing, one piece of the puzzle. And that was good to kind of start to think about and think about, okay, what's that going to look like for me? And then I think that kind of ties in with it is what you said at the very beginning, which is, you know, you're really just trying to serve a need, and that's what sells your product. And so, yeah, those were my big takeaways.
Love it. I love it. Shanti, how about you?
Mine would be the tip for serving inside of Facebook groups. It was just clarification for me because I actually just started yesterday.
Okay. Good, good, good. Yes. Yes. Sherry, how about you? Any big aha moments today, or is your mind still on your evaluation you're doing? Yes. She says yes. Kwesi, how about you? Any big takeaways from today?
I liked how you illustrated the different services and how they all tie into each other, and how you're explaining that, you know, the blog and the things, they all need a link back to your page. Everything needs to be linked. So that's what I kind of gained.
Perfect. Very good. Well, I wanted to say thank you for everybody that's here today. Sherry, thank you for being my co-host, and thank you for everyone else for being on with us today. And again, you'll find the replays, and I promise to go upload that September one, Shanti. You'll find all of our replays at kathybinner.com, and just scroll down and click through on the ones you're looking for. And we'll see everyone next time. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you.